So we're back with a bonus episode.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. So, what have you got me doing extra work for?
So, we're here for a mini today. The murder of Sabrina Lukowski. Sabrina was described as a harmless, sweet and caring person. By trade, she was a florist, as well as a butterfly breeder. And in 2015, she began working with the butterfly farms in Encinitas.
We talked about a butterfly.
Yeah, we did. Go on, get there. Figure it out.
In Starlighting?
No.
When did we talk about it?
It was literally the last episode.
In the last episode?
Jade Janks and the death of Tom Merriman.
Yeah.
Tom was the co-founder and president of the Butterfly Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabrina worked with them.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
Quote, "Since I was a little girl, I've loved butterflies. I love the way they move and their spirits. They're magical creatures. I don't have any children of my own, so they are like my children." On the 3rd of October, 2019, Sabrina's mother contacted the police to perform a welfare check. The last time she had spoken with her daughter was on the 20th of September. On the 8th of October, police were contacted about a foul odour emitting from a neighbour's residence. They obtained a search warrant, and as they arrived at the property, they spot Sabrina's car parked just outside. Now, they also get the smell of decomposition.
So that can't be good.
It's never good. They search the home to find nothing. But they make their way to the rear of the property, where they find an apartment. Once inside, they find the body of Sabrina, laid on a bed. Now, Sabrina's body had been laid in this apartment for over 2 weeks. An autopsy was performed, and her cause of death was determined to have been strangulation. Judging from the blood at the crime scene, she had been viciously attacked before being strangled to death. Several of her ribs had been broken, one of her lungs had been punctured, and there was an abrasion to her forehead.
Fucking hell. But how's no one come across this in 2 weeks?
Yeah, to my understanding of the residence, it was her boyfriend's mother's home, and he had an apartment built around the back. So okay. It's a little bit sus that nothing kind of flagged up, and especially if there's an odour bad enough that neighbours are noticing it. So after the discovery of Sabrina's body, a warrant was issued for the arrest of her boyfriend, 41-year-old Henry Simon Cowan. Henry obviously knew this was going to catch up with him, so he just fucking legged it. From Encinitas, he travelled to Riverside County. While there, he stayed with his ex-girlfriend, with whom he shared 3 children. He then attempted to leave the country, but after speaking with a consulate, he realised it would take several months before getting the go-ahead.
Yeah.
So his next plan was to travel to New York by train. But luckily, police got to him first.
Case closed.
Job done. So before police had actually arrested him, he had a whole cover story as to why he was travelling and trying to get away. He told people the reason he was trying to leave was because white supremacists were after him.
Nothing to do with his bird.
No, it's the damn white supremacists again.
Okay.
On Friday, the 11th of October, Henry was arrested on suspicion of murder. Now,
at this point, did he let on but he knew she was dead? Or was he like, they must have got to her?
I'm actually unsure of, because again, it's a smaller case, it's kind of hard to, you know. Now, Henry was said to have had a history of violence, including a conviction in 1998 for assault. Henry was charged with first-degree murder. And at his trial, he testified that Sabrina was the one who had threatened him. She had threatened to kill him, according to Henry.
So he did it.
He was defending himself, in his words.
Doesn't sound like self-defense wounds.
Well, this is the thing. So he said that Sabrina had threatened to kill him and attempted to cut his throat with a broken bottle. He said he then punched her in self-defense. Now, her injuries
are... three of her ribs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Not quite buying it, Henry.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if she was alive and she had a broken nose, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
That tracks.
That could be, yeah. What'd she have? Scuffs on her forehead.
Yeah, an abrasion to her forehead, broken ribs, and her lung had been punctured as well as being strangled.
Yeah, so no.
Bollocks. So like I said, Henry had a history of violent behaviour, and this also extended to previous relationships. An ex-girlfriend of his testified that during her relationship with Henry, he was the aggressor and that he had previously strangled her also. A neighbour of Henry took the stand to testify over his volatile relationship with Sabrina.
See, I don't like him going to ex-partners. Ex-partners can be very vindictive.
Yeah, they can be, yeah.
Like, you could have an ex-partner you've never laid a finger on, but just because you left them and it's a woman scorned or a man scorned,
mm-hmm.
you know, so like, the cops could go to an ex-partner and go, oh, we know you used to date Joe Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's just battered his fucking girlfriend and strangled her to death. Did he ever show signs of aggression? Yeah, he always used to try and strangle me. And you never have. You know?
I know what you mean. But I mean, that is a very serious issue in itself. False accusations.
Yeah. You know, like getting accused of aggression.
That's no good. No, but I mean, I do take your point. Of course, you have to. You have to check out previous, because it was a romantic relationship. You have to look at his other ones. But I do agree with you. Sometimes they're not the best. I mean, I was a little bit sus.
Yeah.
Of the ex in the previous case. Right. You know, just purely based on it being an ex-partner.
Yeah.
But the thing that
they've
makes
always
me...
always got a lot to say.
They do. Always. I mean, to me, right, if it was an ex and it was a murder investigation, I'd be like, I don't fucking even, you know...
Yeah.
I don't even want to get involved in this. Fuck this shit. But what would lead me to be more trusting of her statement, her testimony...
She had marks on her neck.
Well, no. Is that neighbours of Henry also took the stand to testify over the volatile relationship. They said they would often hear screaming or doors being slammed.
Slamming doors doesn't mean they strangled someone.
It doesn't, but it's not... You know, if you've ever been around someone who's doing that kind of thing, that's kind of a standard behaviour. It's kind of, it makes you kind of uncomfortable. It's not a very nice environment to be in.
If Ty is constantly going for Norman mm-hmm. or going for you,
yeah,
I slam the door at him.
Yeah, but I hate that you
I would
do
never
that.
Kick him around the fucking
No,
house.
But I hate that it's an aggressive type of attitude to have. I don't like that.
Oh.
Yeah. We're learning something today.
But I'm protecting you.
It doesn't matter. I don't like slamming doors. It kind of makes me get a bit anxious.
Yeah, but I'm not slamming his head.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't like a slamming door. And I think a lot of people agree with me on that. I am just speaking for everyone now. They agree with me on that.
You've said this quite a few times and listeners seem to side with me.
They do quite often, yes. But no, that is quite common, I think. A lot of people, if they hear a door slam, it's kind of that kind of, you know, the shoulders go up.
That's the whole point.
So you're deliberately doing that to terrorize a person. Is that what you're saying right now? Are you admitting to that?
Right. So
this is being recorded, Neil.
I
have to tell you that.
Right. For our listeners, imagine I've been working all day. I've come home. I've done some editing for the podcast or whatever. And then I finally got to bed and I'm getting up at 5 a.m. and I'm laid in bed and I'm just getting settled. And then Ty goes for you or goes for Norman
mm-hmm.
and it's fucking chaos. Yeah, I will just dive out of bed, chase him out of the room and slam the fucking door back in bed.
But you don't need to slam the door. You can close the door. And as far as you slamming the door, I've just told you I don't like that behaviour, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you think it makes me feel when I'm already stressed out that I'm half asleep and I'm getting my face ripped off by the bastard cat?
But I wasn't aware that me doing something to help you was making you worse.
Slamming a door isn't helping anyone, though. I understand you're
it's getting making a statement.
To who?
The cat.
Ty. Right, so although you're very strong in your standpoint.
Thank you.
That slamming doors is okay. Something else that someone witnessed that is not okay was Henry shouting at Sabrina while pulling her out of her car.
Oh no, you can't do that.
No, you shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't be doing that.
He's crossed the line now.
Yeah. As soon as it gets physical, no.
One of Henry's friends also spoke out against him. He spoke of seeing Sabrina with bruising around her eyes and that she appeared to be, quote, very scared. The deputy district attorney said of Henry, quote, I don't think remorse is something he's capable of. I don't think he has it in him. He has no remorse at all for a woman that he supposedly loved. He left her in the care of maggots and flies. That's how much she meant to him. It took the jury 3 hours before returning a guilty verdict. Henry was sentenced to 55 years to life in prison for the murder of Sabrina. He did try to appeal his conviction, but was unsuccessful. At the time of her death, Sabrina was 41 years old. One of her friends said of her, quote, we lost a really good friend, a really beautiful person. And that is the murder of Sabrina Lukowski at the hands of the shite-hawk, Henry Cohen.
Oh, fuck me.
Two murder cases within 2 years connected to the butterfly farms. Does that grab you?
Yeah, it's them fucking butterflies.
Don't fuck with butterflies. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.